Hey y'all, it's Day and Ari.
Welcome to Windshield Time.
Hi y'all.
Welcome to Windshield Time, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
How you doing? This is Monday, October 28th. Okay, what's Windshield Time?
This podcast is a non-technical, fun, informative way to learn about Bitcoin, blockchains, and digital assets for parents and busy working folks who are curious about these technologies. Day, myself, and our guests talk about these evolutionary systems of money and what they touch in all of our lives. Because what part of your life does money not touch? Oh, and this podcast is not financial advice, and your reactions are your total and complete and absolute responsibility, y'all. Thanks again, and enjoy the show.
No matter what somebody tells you, you're always, always totally and completely in charge of how you react to a situation.
Yeah, I think that's been the big learning of the past, I don't know, decade. Yeah, the big learning. And it's still hard to do. It's still really hard to control your reactions and realize that, I guess the one thing I can control in this feeling good or not feeling good situation is my emotions to it. Yeah.
So I'm Day, and I am a very, very big cheerleader of this space of Bitcoin, blockchains, and digital assets, and I'm also a investor in this alternative asset class.
And I'm Ari, chair of the Cascadia Blockchain Council, powered by the WTIA, the Washington Technology Industry Association.
So I checked the price of Bitcoin a little while on my Apple Stocks quoting app.
How's
and
it
was $9,286. So still holding above $9,000 after we had that huge run up on October 24th. I think was the historic day, October 24th or October 25th. I can't remember exactly perfectly, but I think it was the 24th. Huh. And so if you take one dirty fiat dollar and then divide that by the decimalized version of the price of a single Bitcoin, you're going to take one and divide it by 0.0000926.
Because you need 8 decimal points.
Exactly. And then you get...
drum roll, $10,768 satoshis,
which is getting you close to the benchmark of $1, one dirty US dollar buying you 10,000 satoshis, which is the smallest possible universal incremental unit of Bitcoin.
So start stacking sats
if you want to, because we don't give financial advice, actually.
So Day and I are sitting here in Las Vegas. We're here during Vegas Blockchain Week, and it has been a whirlwind, you know, sitting here. And we're just coming out of finishing Coin Agenda Global. We just started Money 2020. WCC starts tomorrow, kicking off with a poker tournament, which starts all day tomorrow morning.
Mike Tyson Mansion.
Yeah, so I'll be there starting at 9. Woo-hoo! So must go to bed early tonight. And then a Litecoin Summit kicked off today, right? And just a whirlwind of just really, really great speakers today. You know, going from one stage to another. So that was really, really enjoyable. And then Day and I have been hustling, meeting with some really, really interesting people, recording some even more interesting people on our podcast. So lots of great shows and content will be coming out of this. We're really excited about sharing those with you very shortly. And then we're also on this trip with the Bitcoin Baby. And so he'll make a little appearance at one of the conferences for a little bit here and there.
Hopefully not in one of the... tobacco smoke-filled areas,
man,
of the hotel here. The Cosmopolitan. Very nice hotel, but it's subject to the same sort of secondhand smoke that you really don't see in the public nowadays.
Yeah, and this is my third full day here in Vegas, and now I'm now having regular nosebleeds because it's so dry and the smoke.
So this show is just going to be us here in Las Vegas, kind of doing a recap, because I'm going to try and stick really tight to the Tuesday-Friday schedule. We'll pick up on the Friday show, picking up with
Stacy Ghost of Tougher. And so she's going to be the third of the series of the Ready, Set, Raise Accelerator that just came out from the Female Founders Alliance. Amazing story, really, really strong business. And yeah, really excited to share her story. She's literally reimagining workwear for women in the field. And I didn't realize that this was such a problem, but when you start thinking about it, all the workwear for women that are in the trades, you know, working in the farms, working in machinery, or working in construction, they're left with wearing fashion gear, which is just not built for that sort of tough environment. Or you're left wearing Carhartts, which are built for men, and, you know, they're either way too long and just doesn't fit the woman's body. And so she's reimagined and rebuilt the women's workwear solution from head to boot. And just have really enjoyed getting to know her.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
And check out the Friday show coming up on Tougher with Stacey Ghost.
Appreciate listening in. And rate, review, subscribe, and share.
Yay. And thanks to our sponsors who help us do what we do in helping share these awesome stories. Lots of great stories about people doing some really good work coming out soon. So don't forget, rate, review, subscribe, and share, and together we rise.
Sats up. The invite code is in the show notes. Good stuff. Thanks, awesome. Y'all. Be nice to each other out there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Alex from Charlotte. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or as hosts is to be taken as financial or legal or psychological or dietary advice, or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either A, the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America, or B, independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts, Arian Day, and their guests are not financial advisors or legal scholars of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
That was, you nailed it there. You nailed it there.
Hello.
Testing, testing. Boo.
Oh, nice.